Wishes to speak to you in private, and she looks respectable.
It must be someone collecting for charity. Respectable women never come here for any other reason. Bring her in, little brother.
Very well, big sister. Oh! This way, madame.
Oh, come in, madame.
You are Madame Amélie d'Avranches.
I am, madame.
Oh, madame, I have come to see you on an extremely delicate matter. The emotions are involved.
Please tell me about it, madame.
It is about a friend of mine.
Oh!
Forgive me, but it seems to me that your face is familiar.
That's quite possible, madame. I go out a lot.
Just a fleeting resemblance, do you excuse me?
Of course, madame.
I have come to see you on behalf of a friend, one of my closest friends. Please forgive me for not revealing her name.
Of course, madame.
You see, she is a married woman, and one must not forget that one has responsibilities as far as her husband is concerned.
Ah, and it is about her husband?
No, it is about her lover.
Ah.
Oh, madame, if only you knew how much she loves him.
Do you love him so much?
To distraction. Oh, madame, oh. What have you made me say? Oh, yes, madame, yes. She is me.
Do you think it took me long to realize that?
And is it true that he is to marry you?
Who?
Marcel Corbois.
Marcel Corbois marry me? Oh, Etienne! Etienne!
Oh, madame, you can have any man you want, but leave this one for me. Let me have him.
What's the matter?
This lady thinks...
Oh, madame.
...that I am to marry Marcel Corbois.
Marcel Corbois? What on earth made you think that?
I found a letter. In fact, it was the copy of a letter that Marcel had written to his godfather, in which he told him of his coming marriage with Mademoiselle Amélie d'Avranches.
Oh, madame, your fears are unfounded. I know Marcel very well. He's my best friend.
Then you must have heard of me.
Of course, you must be Madame la Comtesse.
Now I remember. A moment ago, when I heard your voice, I said to myself, I know that voice. Are you not Madame la Comtesse de Prémy? You know me. But, madame, do you not recognize me?
But of course, you are Amélie
Pochet,
my former lady's maid.
You were a lady's maid, you didn't tell me.
Oh, well, I'd forgotten you were here.
Yes, it is you. You see, your hair was quite a different colour.
Somehow it seems to have got lighter, I can't imagine how.
So I find myself in a world I knew nothing about, to find it's a world I knew only too well. And you have become...
A cocotte. Yes, madam, I was not born to be a lady's maid.
A pity, you were rather good at it.
She still is.
And if I'm not mistaken, monsieur, you must be...
My lover.
Ah, yes. But also Marcel's confidant and best friend. You are monsieur Etienne Milieu? I see you have launched yourself on a fine career. What are you?
On the stock exchange.
Oh, I didn't know they had a uniform.
Well, indeed they do not. This is for my military service.
And tomorrow he leaves for 28 days. And unhappily, 28 nights.
Amélie, I seem to have mislaid my dentures.
No, don't go, Papa.
Madame.
But you... do you not recognize Madame de Prémy?
You often used to come to my house to visit your daughter, do you remember? You were a policeman then.
A sergeant, if I remember correctly. How are you, madame? Well, I hope.
Very well, thank you. Oh, you have more visitors.
It's Monsieur Corbois.
Marcel!
Hello, children.
But, darling, I...
What are you doing here?
Oh, my dear, I must explain.
You must indeed.
Yes, but first you must tell us, what are all these rumours about a marriage to Amélie?
What? But how?
I read a letter.
You read my correspondence? You doubted me?
One always doubts a little.
Yes, well, you see, I have certain problems hanging over my head, and this marriage is my only means of escape.
But you are going to marry her?
Oh, certainly not. I am going to pretend to marry
her. Well, how will that help?
Well, you see, I'm hard up. I haven't got a soul.
Oh, my poor love.
No, I could not accept it.
Why not? Why not indeed?
It was one of my poor father's dreadful ideas. He would not believe that a man could handle a fortune without having it swallowed up by wild women.
What a sweet thought.
So he left me just enough to exist upon. 6,000 francs a year. Poverty.
That's more than I had in the police force.
However, he did put 1,200,000 francs in trust.
In what?
In trust. My fortune is in trust to my godfather on condition that he delivers it to me on the day of my marriage.
Ah, now I understand. This marriage is...
It's a council of despair. It may succeed, it may fail. I am risking all.
And you have told your godfather that you're going to marry Amélie.
No, I wrote saying that I was marrying Mademoiselle Amélie d'Avranches, a young girl from an excellent family.
That's stretching it a bit.
Well, I was a former police sergeant.
And I enclosed your photograph in the letter.
Well, you seem to arrange things very well. Now it's all plain sailing.
Oh, not at all. That's why I'm here.
Why?
Well, you see, my godfather is not satisfied with a letter. He wishes to see for himself, and he is here.
No!
Yes, he arrived from Amsterdam not 1 hour ago.
Oh!
He wants to see my fiancée, and I must have a fiancée to introduce to him.
Never!
What? 1,200,000 francs? You would not let me lose that.
Oh, Emily, my dear, you cannot let me lose that.
All the same.
No, she cannot.
And I will give you a handsome present.
You don't want a present.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
What about the marriage? You will see perfectly well there isn't a marriage.
Ah, yes, I had thought of that, but thank God we can get round that. You see, my godfather is going to America for 2 months, so I will arrange to have the pretended wedding to take place during that time.
I see. And when can we expect your godfather?
Today. That could be him.
I shall slip away.
General Koshnariev.
Who? That's not my godfather.
He says he's here for a diplomatic interview.
Oh, tell him I'll be with him in a moment.
Meanwhile, I shall change into civilian clothes.
Goodbye, Rain. You will come back, won't you? Goodbye, my darling.
Oh, goodbye, Marcel. Mm. Goodbye, Emily.
Oh, madame, we will see you to the door.
Well, come on, you.
If monsieur would come in.
Very well. But why?
Monsieur?
The mistress of the house.
She's coming, monsieur. I have told her.
This woman, how many lovers, eh? One, two, three.
Monsieur will have to ask for himself. I'm only her brother. Ah, here is madame.
Monsieur?
General Koshnariev, first aide-de-camp of His Royal Highness, Prince Nicholas of Palestri.
General? I am most honored, but,
The prince is very much in love with you.
With me? Oh, but, General, I already have a lover.
Ah. So, what does he want? A decoration, perhaps? Commander of our royal order, this would tempt him?
Oh, no, General. I am faithful to my lover.
Ah. In that case, we make him Grand Officer with a star.
But that is not the trouble.
Can you be rejecting His Highness?
I didn't say that.
Of course... To deceive your lover with the Royal Highness is not really deception.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? And I don't have to tell him.
I have one more thing to add. His Highness, after each visit, is in the habit of leaving 10,000 francs.
I'm doing rather well out of this. Oh, my father. General, I'm sorry.
Koshnadiev. You have a beautiful daughter, monsieur. Would you care to be commander of the Royal Order of Palestri?
Oh, me? Oh, thank you very much. What have I done to deserve this?
Exceptional services. The prince has taken a fancy to mademoiselle, your daughter. Mademoiselle, I shall have the honor of accompanying His Highness straight away.
Here?
He will call to pay his respects as soon as he has finished with the president.
The prince, come in here. We've got nothing to decorate the apartment. We haven't got any flags.
No, I beg you, no fuss. He prefers to remain incognito.
Oh, pity. It had been so wonderful for the neighbors.
Amélie. Excuse me, monsieur.
Not at all.
I have just seen him through the window. My godfather, Van Bootboom. There he is. He is here.
Go and receive him.
Yes, yes, I will. Excuse me, monsieur. Oh, yes.
Mademoiselle, I must be going. My kindest regards.
Thank you, General. I'm much obliged. Do you?
This way, godfather. And now, Godfather, may I present my future father-in-law, Monsieur d'Avranches.
Good day, good morning, Herr. Already I feel the influence of a good home background is making a family man of you. Am I right?
You are right, Godfather. And now, may I present...
Let me guess, Godson. Yes, you are Mademoiselle Amélie d'Avranches.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I guessed it.
He's quick.
Godfather, my son, I must congratulate you. She really is a fine girl.
Sure, she is my daughter.
I'm happy to be marrying my godchild.
Indeed I am. I love him.
Oh, you hear that, godson?
My whole life has been a preparation for those sweet words of love.
No, dear, not before the nuptials.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, chaste young woman, she is as pure as gold.
And that is so rare these days.
Ah, gold.
No purity.
Gold's very rare, too.
Would you allow me? I brought... I hope you like jewels.
Oh, I come a pearler every time I see one. I love a pearl or something every time I see one.
Oh.
I think diamonds are a little fast for young girls.
Oh, you don't know how to wear diamonds?
I'm happy to try.
Yes, please do try. Just a few.
Allow me to bring this little souvenir. I brought it specially for you. It is a solitaire.
That is perhaps its only fault.
It's lovely. It's even nicer than flowers.
Oh, I hope my bouquet has arrived.
Bouquet, no.
Oh, they are such fools at the first. I said it is for Mademoiselle Amélie Desranges, who is to marry Monsieur Cobois. You must know her. And they said the only Amélie Desranges widow is the one who is living with Monsieur de Mildew. Good heavens. They took you for a cuckoo.
Oh,
I beg your pardon. I should not use such an expression in front of you.
I did not understand the word, monsieur.
Such simplicity, what a treasure. Your husband will explain, won't you, Godson?
Yes, of course, it is a...
Look, I have changed.
This is a... Monsieur
Chopin. What? Paul Chopin.
My cousin.
Your cousin.
Emily's cousin. Oh, if you will excuse me, I have a telephone about the flowers.
Of course, Papa will show you the way. The telephone is in the bedroom.
Come with me, please.
That florist had given him a piece of my mind, Mr. Mildew, indeed.
What's that?
Scoundrel!
Why is he calling me a scoundrel?
No. He doesn't mean you.
Ah.
That fool of a florist had the nerve to tell him about a Mademoiselle Davranche who lives with Monsieur Etienne de Mildew.
And?
Monsieur Coubois' fiancée could hardly be the mistress of Monsieur de Mildew.
Oh, I see, and so I became Chopin.
That's right, Chopin. Hmm? Paul Chopin. But it's only for a short while. After he's gone, you can have your own name back.
Thank you very much.
Emily, please do come quick. There doesn't seem to be any reply.
Coming!
I'm so sorry to use you this way.
Well, you were only joking, and after all, I am leaving any moment.
Yes, that's very true.
I would like to ask you one favour, though.
Oh, what is that?
Well, you know how attached I am to Amélie. If I could take her with me, I would. But being in a garrison town with all those senior officers, taking along a pretty mistress is not very wise.
Does that mean Amélie is utterly faithful to you?
Yes, well, I don't say she isn't, until I'm proved wrong. Yeah. But on the other hand, being in Paris on her own, she might become bored.
Mm.
I know she has a lot of friends, but in the end, I can't trust one of them.
No, you can't.
Only you. You are my best friend. I trust you with my life. Amélie's very fond of you. Could you do this thing for me while I'm away?
What is that?
Keep an eye on Amélie.
Me?
Yes, take her out. Take her to the theatre. Take her to breakfast, supper, dinner. Make a fuss of her.
Oh.
Go the whole way.
The whole way?
The whole way.
Oh.
No, certainly not. When I say the whole way, I mean do her well.
Yeah, what?
I mean do her properly. I mean handsomely.
Oh, you can trust me.
I knew I could.
I'll keep an eye on Amélie.
It's no good. I could fetch the flowers quicker myself. Will you come with me, Marcel?
Yes, I will.
Oh, don't be long.
No.
Oh, go with them, Papa.
Oh.
You have to leave in quarter of an hour. Will you not spend your last few precious little moments with your little Amélie?
After all, we've not had a moment alone together all
you
day.
You took so long to notice.
And for 28 days, we shall have to practice total abstinence.
A fast.
Surely I deserve more than a handshake.
Oh, yes.
A long, last goodbye.
Oh, yes.
Very tender.
Very, very tender.
Have you any idea how attractive your bedroom is?
Let us go and refresh my memory.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. We are going to telephone.
That's what they say. Well, they won't get a connection.
This way.
What's happening?
Flowers, they're beautiful.
Bring them this way. Be careful not to damage them. When we got to the bottom of the stairs, we just bumped into the flowers. Just as we were being brought up. Where is the little fiancée?
Oh, she's in the bedroom. telephone.
Oh, the telephone. Yes, of course. Telephone.
The prince. What? The prince of Palestry.
Well, then you've left him in the hall.
No, he's coming up.
Oh, quick. Man, we haven't even got a candelabra. Light a candle or something. Get in line. All of you. Not you two. Hide behind the undergrowth. Get out of sight. The rest of you, circulate. I mean, when a prince calls, you've got to... Thank you. We're going to have some music. And don't forget, everybody, the prince is incognito. Are you ready?
Right.
Music. Sire. People.
Sire.
Your Highness, may I present the father of Mademoiselle Davranche?
Indeed, I congratulate you, Monsieur le Commander.
No, sire. No.
What do I see? You're going to bed, perhaps?
Here for you, sir.
If I'm going to bed, I do not need a candle.
Oh, no.
But your delightful daughter's not here.
No, she is coming, sir. In the meantime, perhaps I could take her place.
No, certainly not.
I will fetch her, sire.
I'd rather have a mildew isn't gone yet. What am I going to do? This way, Your Highness. Please, this way, your prisoners. Circulate. Madam is so overcome with the honor, she cannot possibly receive you today, your almightiness. But I promise you, I shall arrange another meeting as soon as conveniently possible. This way, your impressiveness, please.
Half past twelve.
Yes. Thank you very much. Half past twelve.
Half past twelve? What on earth are you waking me for at half past twelve? I've got an appointment at 11 o'clock. Oh, the ridiculous girl waking me up at that hour. Doesn't she know that I'm supposed to be keeping my head. Oh, my God. Is it still there? Oh, but look at it. Oh, my eyes. Like beetles swimming around in tomato sauce. Oh, my tongue. I can't bear the sight of my tongue. I must go and wash my tongue. Oh, where did you get... Good morning. Where did you... Emily!
Oh, Etienne.
How did you get here? Emily, wake up.
What's the
matter? Emily, Etienne. Ah!
Marcel!
Yes, it's Marcel.
Oh! What are you doing here?
That is what I should be asking you.
What?
Well, what are you doing here? In my house? In my bed? In my nightshirt?
In your house?
Yes.
So it is. How did it happen?
Well, that is what I am asking you.
Have I,
What?
Have I spent the night here?
What a dreadful thought. It looks like it. You haven't just played a trick on me, have you? You haven't just arrived.
No, I haven't.
Then there it is. You have spent the night here. Oh, but this is disgraceful. I was supposed to be keeping an eye on you. What am I going to tell Etienne when he asks me?
You won't tell Etienne anything at all.
But my conscience.
You'd make him very unhappy.
Yes, but it would still be relieved.
What?
My conscience. How could this have happened?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, Etienne, my best friend. Etienne, who said to me so touchingly when he left, keep an eye on Amelie. I can trust you. With you, I know she will be safe.
What a rotten trick. It proves he hasn't got much confidence in me.
Yes, and how right he was.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't, but it wasn't his job to doubt me. It almost justifies what I've done.
But it may justify you, but it does not justify me. Oh, why did he have to be my best friend? All this could have been so simple. I would just have spent a night with a woman. Now, that happens all the time.
Besides that, we wouldn't have spent the night together in the first place.
Huh?
Because not being Etienne's best friend, he wouldn't have said to you, keep an eye on Emily.
Yes, that's very true. So when it comes down to it, all this is his fault.
Of course, should one entrust one's mistress when she's young and pretty to a man who is also...
Young and pretty?
Well, not bad.
Well, that's what I would say. I mean, has he any right to complain? Has he?
A man who says, watch her?
What does he take me for, a eunuch? Has he not slept with you himself?
All the time!
Well, then!
Turn!
All the same, it is disgraceful.
Yes.
I mean, however simple the explanations, it still does not excuse it. He put absolute trust in me. He said to me...
Keep an eye on Emily.
How could we have done this thing? And we didn't even enjoy it.
That life.
Where did we go?
I remember a fair and some fireworks. I have an impression of bars, lights and champagne.
Oh, yes, we began to get a little drunk.
And I said to you, I shall never be able to manage the stairs to my own room. And you said...
I said, come back to my place... And I will give you some smelling salts,
yes.
Oh, what a rash suggestion.
Yes, especially you couldn't find the smelling salts.
Nowhere.
So we drank some more champagne.
Yes, and that is hardly likely to produce the same effect.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Do you?
No. Oh, my God. But then the main thing is that Etienne doesn't know either.
And as we're not going to tell him...
Exactly.
Poor Etienne.
And now you must go and get dressed.
Already?
Yes. I will take your clothes into the dressing room and you can dress there.
That's nice, but I don't want to get dressed yet. I'm tired. Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, madame. Yeah.
Who gave you permission to come in here?
It's the clothes. Oh, and the ball of string Monsieur asked me to get yesterday.
Now, put them on the table. Can't you see that I've got my hands full?
Only too clearly, Monsieur.
And now you are going to get dressed.
Now, I know
it sounds ridiculous, but I can't possibly go home in my evening dress.
Why not?
No, it will kill the concierge. Oh. No, I will send a note to Papa and ask him to bring me a suit. Your maid can take it. Now that she's seen me, there's no more to hide.
Oh, very well. You do waste a lot of time.
Dear little Papa. Hmm? I am at the Rue Cambon with Corbois, who has put me up for the night. Please come and fetch me and bring me a sensible suit. Love, Amelie. Monsieur Cochet, Rue Rivoli.
What's the matter?
My godfather is back in Paris.
He should be in America.
He should be in America, but he's not in America. He's not even in Amsterdam. He's here in Paris, and he writes, "Dear godson, I am going to give you a surprise. I arrived in Paris this morning. I hope to see you this afternoon. Your loving godfather, P.S. No, your loving godfather, P.S. We will dine this evening with your fiancée and her father, Monsieur Davranche.
If you think I enjoy having my plans upset like this...
It is essential.
Essential, yes. Fun, no.
And I was so sure that we got rid of him. Come in.
May one not... Can one... Yes?
What?
I know Monsieur rang, but is it all right to come in?
Don't be impertinent, but I'm an errand for you.
Yes, come here, my girl. Take this letter to the Hotel Continental. It's not far.
Yes, madame.
Wait. And this one to the Rue de Rivoli next door.
Yes, madame.
No, you're not going back to bed again.
Oh, but I'm frozen.
No.
And since we're waiting for Papa.
No, there will be no waiting for Papa.
What?
The bell.
Yes.
Who can it be?
Who do you want to see, madame?
Is Monsieur at home?
Well, what? I am.
Oh, my God, Irene.
Who?
My mistress. Go on, hide. Quickly, get out.
Where?
Hide. Where? Under the bed.
Oh, I shan't forget this morning in a hurry.
Can I come in?
Who is it?
Oh, how dark it is in here.
Who is it?
Does your heart not tell you?
Irene!
Ah, your heart has told you, my darling.
Oh, where are you?
What do you want? Here I am, my love.
Did I put my finger in your eye?
No, in my mouth.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my Irene.
It's not very nice down here.
But what are you doing in the dark like this? Wait a minute.
What are you looking for?
The light switch.
You want the light on?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I can't see a thing and I miss it.
Yes, I miss it too.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No. I'm missing much more than you are.
Oh, how sweet.
Aren't they ever going to finish up there?
Where is the switch?
Above the chair.
Oh, there.
No, what have I dropped? Oh, it's gone under the bed.
No, it's all right. It's just a ball of string. You'll find it later.
Why should she decide to visit him now?
There. That's better. Now we can see.
You think so?
Oh, is it hurting your eye?
No. It's just that I've just woken up.
Oh,
all.
And I woke you. I'm so sorry.
No, it was time for me to get up anyway.
Why should you say that?
Well, it's getting late.
Well, it's not very flattering to say, but you're going to get up the minute I arrive. Here I am. So close to you, so happy, so passionate.
Oh. Here for the day.
You were sleeping? We will sleep together. Like real husband and wife. Does that make you happy?
Oh, yes, very, very, yes.
And it's nice for me, too.
We will enjoy each other like husband and wife.
We will.
Oh, this is above my head.
Oh, my Ray.
Overture and beginners.
How inhibiting it is to feel a third person beneath one at moments like this.
Now, to make your happiness complete, I shall dedicate my whole day to you.
What?
A whole day?
Don't sound very pleased.
Oh, well, yes, what could be nicer?
Oh, to be here with you.
Exactly. But I must have a bath first. Oh, come into the bathroom.
No, what an idea.
Come with me into the bathroom.
Certainly not.
I think she needs a bath.
Why go into the bathroom when we have a perfectly good bedroom? You make room for little me in your big beddy vibes, and little me is going to undress herself.
There's nothing like a woman above reproach for getting down to it.
No. This hook. No, Marcel. Marcel, what is the matter with you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The hook. Yes, the hook. Ah, there.
You haven't been the same since you started to visit Mademoiselle d'Avranche.
Me?
How can you imagine that?
Can it be that by pretending to be engaged,
Who knows?
Amelie and me? How can you think a thing like that?
Careful what you say up there.
I do hope not. She's not the woman for you. Of course, she has a funny little face.
In a quaint way.
Thank you.
Master, what is the matter?
It's nothing, it's nothing. The mattress is molting. Oh.
What?
Nothing, I just said,
After all, what is Amelie? Nothing but a jumped-up chambermaid. A teeny tweeny.
Oh, do carry on.
Oh, entirely without breeding.
What a reference.
Oh, have you noticed her hands?
No, I haven't.
What's wrong with my hands?
Nice enough, but no style.
Madame is beginning to irritate me.
No, my love. I am the only woman for you. There are moments when I prefer a dim light.
Oh, that ball of string. Wait a minute.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh. If only you knew how badly I slept last night.
No worse than me, I assure you. I was working late.
I had nightmares. Oh, my adore you. Imagine.
What?
I was dozing, and I woke to see a large white shape waving enormous arms in the half light.
Good Lord, what was it?
My husband putting on his nightshirt. Oh, look, your bedspread has fallen off.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Leave it.
Oh, and I seem to imagine things changing places, the furniture moving about.
What is it?
Your bedspread is moving.
It's Amelie. I don't see anything. Where is it?
Where's my nightmare again?
No, calm down. No, my dear, keep calm. A bedspread has fallen. That happens all the time. Don't let it worry you. What?
Oh, it's coming back.
Where?
There.
My bedspread coming back by itself.
Marcel,
don't scream, don't scream. Keep calm.
Don't touch it.
No, a man does not run away in the face of danger. There, you see, you little coward.
Oh, you're so brave.
A gentleman does not run away from a bedspread. Don't scream like that. You'll frighten me in a moment.
Don't scream! I think that did the trick.
How dare you make me into such a panic?
I had to do something.
You must be mad. Couldn't you see how frightened those women were?
I saved you from a session with Madame.
How the devil did you do it?
Madame dropped the ball of string, didn't she?
Yes.
Well, with one of her hairpins, I tied it to the corner of the bedspread. And once I was in the dressing room, hey, presto!
Oh, no, you're not getting back in again.
Well, since we're here...
Get out,
we're...
come along.
No,
get
no.
out. Will you get...
Since what? The bell.
What's that? Come on, let me in, I tell you. I am his godfather.
Yes, monsieur.
Oh, my godfather. Get out quickly. Go on, get out.
Where?
Hide under the bed. Under the bed.
No, I've had enough of that.
Too late. Yes.
Yes, I was just passing.
How are you?
Oh, what a lovely surprise.
In bed together?
In a manner of speaking.
Yes, one was passing.
Are you well?
Not bad at all, and you?
Very well, thank you. I'm fine weather.
You are not yet married, and already you are reaping the benefits.
No, I can explain.
Look, monsieur, I assure you...
No, what does it matter, it's your affair. But when I think how innocent you were 15 days ago...
Me?
Yes, and your father. We should have answered. What will he say to this?
No, he doesn't know, and he mustn't know. Nobody must know. Not a soul.
All right.
After all, you see, nothing happened. We slept.
Oh, yes, that's what I assumed. But I just wanted to surprise you by my return.
Ah, yes. You were passing through Paris?
Yes, I said to myself, I cannot let this marriage take place without my being there.
What?
So it's all arranged. I've sent my agent ahead to America, and I will join him there immediately after the wedding.
After
you're stuttering now.
No, I've taken
it. Yes, you're stuttering, you're stammering.
After the wedding.
He said he wanted to surprise you.
He certainly succeeded.
Oh, I shall be able to give you your fortune personally. After all, I am the trustee. Are you pleased? Oh,
yes, I'm overjoyed.
Yes, fine. Chattering on. I have some things to attend, but I will return in half an hour, and we will go for a stroll before dinner.
Yes, let's do that.
You really spoil us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And shall we ask Papa to join us?
Oh, yes, do let's.
Yes, it's all right. I can see my veil.
Yes. Oh, we're in a fine mess.
How are you going to get out of this one?
Oh, it's all over. My plan is destroyed. It is a catastrophe.
No, you mustn't give up now.
He wants a wedding, and I cannot give him a wedding. It's beyond my capacity.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Papa! What? He comes. What?
Which Papa?
Your Papa. He's coming up the stairs.
I mean, after all that's happened today...
Do something, hide.
Me?
Yes, she should dress like that. He will suspect something. Hide.
The old floor.
When is my daughter here?
Amelie?
No, she's not here, monsieur.
Not here?
Certainly not.
Godfather, haven't you some business to attend to?
Watch out, the old boy's got wind of something.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes,
try to lie a little.
I will.
Monsieur d'Avranche, we shall dine together this evening.
Me? Why'd he come back?
For the wedding.
No. What are you going to do?
If only I knew.
Morning, Papa.
Oh, so you are here.
Well, of course, I wrote to you.
To me?
Of course, didn't you bring a suit?
No, I didn't get any letter. It must have arrived after I left to come here.
But why did you come here?
To warn you, in case he turns up here.
Who?
Etienne.
Etienne?
He's finished his 28 days.
After only 15?
Well, the regiment was disbanded. There was an epidemic mumps.
In heaven's name.
Of course, when he came back, he dropped in at home.
Oh, Mama.
What did you tell him?
Well, naturally, I told him nothing. I said you'd gone out early.
Oh, that's something.
Yes, I know, but I had to cover up for you. It's not fair. You're turning your old father into a liar, me a retired civil servant.
One lie is not a habit.
Now you're sleeping out.
Oh, Papa.
I must say this to you. I must tell you. Never, never in the whole of my life did I ever, ever sleep out. When I lapsed, I did it in the afternoon.
Well, if you please. Oh. Yeah, I must see him, please. Make way for me.
The prince! The prince is in my house!
The prince, here!
I'm in my petticoat!
A candle! Ah! Oh.
Yes, I must come. Ah. Oh, so there are visitors.
Sire.
Oh, it is the father. Still be the candle. He is a fool.
What is the prince doing visiting my house?
But what is this I do not see, Mademoiselle Devranche?
Get it for you, sire. Amelie, his highness is calling for you.
Oh, really, your highness? I'm in my petticoat.
Oh, and charming. Oh. Very, very charming. So I see you were waiting for me.
Me?
You wrote to me to come. I come.
Me?
Yeah, the general is following, bringing the sensible suits.
What?
I asked him to bring a selection, regretfully not having your measurement.
But, your highness, I did not write that to you.
Oh, what do you mean? I have the note here. Look, here we are now. Little Papa.
Oh, and you're huge.
Oh, yes, of course, and I like that. Little Papa. Charming. I'm at the Rue Cambon with Courbois, who's putting me up for the night. There now, Courbois. What a funny name.
It's very droll, isn't it?
Shut up. Yes.
This is Monsieur Courbois.
Ah, so you're the landlord.
I beg your pardon.
Now then, where was I?
Why is he calling me the landlord?
Come and fetch me and bring a sensible suit.
Oh, but, Your Highness, I did not write that to you.
No?
No, it was to Papa.
Oh, well, how can this be?
I do not know. I suppose the envelopes must have been mixed up.
Oh, I see. I got the letter intended for Your Highness.
Oh, shut up. Mademoiselle can perfectly be able to explain it herself.
But, Your Highness, I would never have called you little Papa.
Oh, but, you know, I am a simple man, you know, at heart. I like to laugh, to amuse myself, and to play jokes on people. You will find I'm a great practical joker. At the court of Palestry, I'm well known for my yoking. Oh, there now, the bell. That must be the general. Go and see, landlord.
Now he takes me for his flunky.
Charming.
Now, Krishnadia, you brought the sensible suits.
These are all I could find, Your Highness. They gave me several on approval, as they say.
Let us carry them into here.
You can go.
Tell me, man. This is your apartment, yes?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. It is very ugly.
Ugly? Is he having a yoke with me?
It is very, very ugly.
But your highness says I rent it.
For what have you rented it?
For what do I rent it? 1,800 francs.
A day?
Yes. No, a year.
Oh, I see. And what does that make you for each day?
When it's quarter day, it's not very easy.
No. Each day, how much does that make for you?
How much does it make each day?
Yeah.
Why should he be interested?
Well.
It's a bit of a tricky sum.
Well, do it.
Do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it, yes. No, well, I suppose there must be some simple solution, yes. Now, let me see. I can't think why he should be interested in my rent. Well, now, if it's 1,800 francs a year, what does it make each day?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be a mathematician now. Now, what does it make each day? Well, let us assume that there are 12 months in the year and that it's 100 francs a month. Now, if it was 100 francs a month...
All right. Take your time.
All right, yes, I am, yes. Yeah. Now, if it was 100 francs a month, that would be 100 multiplied by 12, which is 12.
1,200. Oh, yes, well, that's simple. So I've got 1,200. 1,200. Well, I put that in my pocket there. Yes, well, that's easy. So 1,200. Now, let me see. Well, 12 from 18 leaves a
question. Eight.
40, yeah. No, no, your highness. Six.
Oh, yeah, yes. 12 from 18 is six.
Yes,
yeah,
six.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, six. Please, yeah. Your highness. Yeah. I don't want to do this, son, but since you've asked me to, right. Please don't interrupt or we shall get nowhere.
Oh, don't upset yourself.
It's not me that's upsetting me.
No.
Let me see. Six. Ah. Yes, well, that makes 600. Well, now, 600 is half of 1,200. Mm-hmm. That would mean that 600 and 1,200 is 100 francs. Yeah. 600 would be half of that, which is 50 francs. Yes. Yes. That's reasonable, yes.
Yeah, so that's it?
Yes, it's coming, it's coming. I take the 100 francs that I've already got out of my pocket, and I add it to the other 50 francs that I'm getting, and I get 150 francs. And that's what it is, Your Highness. 150 francs.
Uh-huh. A day?
Yes. No, a month.
Well, what is it for a day?
What is it for a... You still want to know?
Well, of course, I don't care what it is for a month.
I see, yes. He still wants to know what it is for a day.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's all a matter of taste, isn't it, really? Well, it should be quite simple, really. I mean, there are 30 days in the month, aren't there?
Yeah.
So that means 150 francs divided by 30.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I see. Yes, yes. Well, now, how many times is 15 going to 30? It goes two times, doesn't it? So I keep the 2 on one side and the 30 on the other side. You know, this isn't at all easy when you haven't got a head for figures. Now then, I've got the 2 and the 30. Now, 2 times 30, that's 60, by 15. 60 by 15. Got no hands left. 60 by 15. And 1.
Well, what is it?
Oh, Your Highness! Now I've got to start all over again.
Well, haven't you found out yet?
Well, it's coming. Now, wait a minute. See, I got it and you interrupted me. Wait. I've got the thread.
What thread?
Now, wait. It's 5, it's 7, and it's 9, and it's a naught, and a naught, and a... And that makes 25,000 francs.
25,000 francs for a day?
Yes. No, there must be some mistake.
Yeah.
Yes, honestly, when I think that there are people who earn 100 sous a day, 150 francs a month, and I can't... Well, of course, that's it! That's it, Your Highness. 150 francs a month, 100 sous a day. 100 sous, 5 francs, that's it. God, what a flash of inspiration. 5 francs a day.
So it is 5 francs per day.
Yes. How much easier it is to do sums when you don't bother to do them by calculation.
5 francs per day, you let it for that. Yeah.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah, well, I suppose for 5 francs per day, one cannot expect to get to the Doge's Palace.
Well, what would I do with the Doge's Palace?
I suppose for 5 francs a day, it's quite reasonable. Oh, yes, you told the general that, didn't
you? Told the general what?
That it was 5 francs per day.
Well, why should it interest him?
Well, he interested himself in these administrative details for me. Krasnodev!
He must have a lot of time to waste.
Give the landlord here.
Landlord?
20 francs.
Look, who does he think I am?
It is for the use of the room.
For the use of the room? Oh, I see. His Highness is joking.
No. You ask for 5 francs for a day, and I give you 20 francs.
We give you 20.
I am not a brothel keeper.
Hey, la.
But there is no need to make a scene. Your Highness, this is quite unnecessary. A lot of fuss about money.
Lord, I've had enough of you. Now be off with you.
What? Now he's turning me out of my own home.
Come along. Do what he says.
Oh, right.
No. Not that way. No, I rented it.
He's rented it. Really, this is becoming comical.
Well, where else can we go?
I don't know. How about the linen cupboard?
Yes, of course, the linen cupboard. We will count the sheets.
We'll count the sheets.
Good night.
This Emily is very charming, very charming. But I don't understand why she's chosen this landlord. Oh. And why have you got on that costume?
Doesn't it suit me?
I told you to try it on, not to stay in it. You were more approachable just now. But perhaps we can take advantage of the situation. Little bit by little bit. Huh? Now then, what next, my baby?
No!
Oh, she's charming.
Quick, Footsboom is here.
Who?
Footsboom?
What's Footsboom?
He says he'll be here at any minute.
Oh, yes.
This does not concern us.
Oh, Your Highness, he must not see you.
Why, is he an assassin?
No.
Oh, then does he matter?
Yes, it does matter to us. Now, please.
Oh, there he is.
Now, this is most unpleasant.
Now, quickly.
This is most unpleasant. Now, look here, in me and my position. Now, if this is a joke, this is a bad joke.
Yes.
Hello? Anybody at home?
Where is everybody?
They were here just now, monsieur.
But they're not here anymore.
No. I look in here. Oh, there now, Sammy, the door. Excuse me.
Oh.
still making love to his fiancé. He's a man of some stamina, my godson. I must admit that.
Oh. Yes, yes, don't bother to announce me.
Good morning, monsieur.
What's that? I know that voice.
Good morning, Marcel.
Marcel?
Ah. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Monsieur Chopin.
Hmm? What? Chopin. Ah, yes, that's me.
But I thought you were doing your military service.
No, there was an epidemic. Mumps.
No.
Yes. But what are you doing here? Amelie wrote to say you've gone back to Holland.
Ah, it was not easy to arrange, but I thought myself it would break Marcel's heart if I did not come to his wedding.
Oh, my God. What did Marcel have to say about this?
He was deeply troubled.
Yes, I bet he was.
In any case, the ceremony is only 3 weeks away.
Ah.
And if you ask me, it's not the moment too soon.
Why?
Oh, no, I promise not to tell anybody.
Yes, but you can tell me.
That's true. You're not anybody. You're his best friend. He tells you everything.
Certainly, certainly.
But you promise not to tell anyone else.
Yes, I swear it.
Yes, well, I think it's high time they were married.
Oh, why?
Just now, I found the pair of them in bed.
In bed?
Yes.
You found the two of them?
Yeah, together.
Oh, disloyal, disgraceful, disgusting.
Oh, they're soon to be married. What's wrong with a little testing and tasting?
Disgusting, disgraceful, disloyal.
He's making a lot of fuss about the cousin, isn't he?
I only have to turn my back for 2 minutes and they're in bed together.
Well, perhaps they were tired.
Tired? Ooh. Tired? I'll make them pay.
Oh, no, no, no. You promised not to tell anyone. In any case, they will soon be married.
Married?
Yes.
Married? I'll get my own back.
Listen to me. Speak to me.
What? All right. I promised I would not say a word.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll pay them back.
At least when he comes down to it, he's a fool. He's Marcel. Oh. Etienne. What are you doing here?
You.
You. Me.
My darling.
My perfect little Amelie. Little bitch. Marcel.
Is everything all right?
Yes.
Good, I'm so glad.
So am I, swine.
Are you glad to be back amongst us again?
I'm up in the clouds.
Not a word about you-know-what. Did you think I would?
Well, one never knows. Oh, what a relief.
I think I'll go to the barber's for a shave.
A close shave.
I'll pick up all in half an hour at Emily's.
What a good idea. He's come back.
For the wedding.
Oh, my poor darlings, you're done for.
Unless there's a miracle.
Well, if we need a miracle, then we must bring it about.
Hmm? Yes, but how? How?
How?
I don't know. But never let it be said that I left a friend, a really true friend, like you, in the lurch. I shall book a room, a special room, at the town hall for the appropriate day.
Yes.
Once I booked it, it's mine. I can do what I like with it.
Yes.
I shall get a friend. Anyone. Someone from the bourse. Toto Béjart, perhaps.
Toto Béjart?
Yes, don't you know him?
No.
No?
No.
Good. I shall say to Toto, who loves practical jokes, I shall say to him, Toto, you shall pretend to be mayor. He then puts on a sash, and in the presence of your godfather, we celebrate your marriage to Mademoiselle Amelie d'Avranches, who is looking her loveliest and smothered in orange blossom.
Etienne, you have saved my life. What a friend, what a friend.
No more a friend to you than you've been to me.
How can I ever thank you?
Don't thank me now. Thank me afterwards.
I don't want to complain, but you know Toto Béjart is keeping us waiting.
He certainly is. I wish he'd hurry up and marry us. I have a rendezvous with the prince at 4 o'clock.
Here he is now.
Oh. I say, is that him? Is that Toto?
That is Toto Béjart.
Step forward, if you please. The bridegroom.
Oh, Marcel!
Oh, me, yes. I see he's doing it very well.
Isn't he?
Your name?
Joseph Marcel Courbois.
And you, mademoiselle?
Clémentine Amélie Pochet.
Pochet? I thought the name was Avranches.
What? Oh, that's a papal title. It's not done to use it at a wedding.
Bell, bell, bell. Monsieur Amédée Pochet.
Ah, here I am.
Do you consent to the marriage of your daughter, Mademoiselle Clémentine Amélie Pochet, with Monsieur Joseph Marcel Courbois?
Gladly.
Don't say gladly.
Well, I'm only saying what I think.
Possibly, but you were not asked for your personal feelings. Answer yes or no.
Absolutely.
Not absolutely. Is it yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you think we're here for?
Will you be quiet?
I say, he's marvellous, isn't he, this Toto? A natural, such authority.
Is this where it is? Oh, yes, madame.
Monsieur Marcel Courbois.
Yeah?
Oh, madame.
Do you agree to take as your wife?
Madame is here.
Mademoiselle Clémentine.
Hello.
Amélie,
yes.
Pochet.
No.
What do you mean, no?
What? Oh, not no. Yes, of course.
What do you mean, of course? Do you consent, yes or no?
Of course, yes.
Mademoiselle Clémentine Amélie Apolché.
It's very nice of her to come.
Mademoiselle Clémentine. Clémentine Amélie. Mademoiselle Apolché.
Yes, that's me.
Who on earth are these people?
Pay attention to what you're doing.
But madame is at the back, madame the premier.
Madame, no. Oh, madame.
Hello. Mademoiselle Apolché. Do you want to be married today?
Yes, of course, but madame is at the back.
Yes, all right, but what on earth's that got to do with the ceremony? Mademoiselle Clémentine Amélie Apolché, do you agree to take Monsieur Joseph Marcel Courbois to be your lawful wedded husband?
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, what a remark!
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
In the name of the law, I declare that Monsieur Joseph Marcel Courbois and Mademoiselle Clémentine Amélie Apolché are united in the state of matrimony. Gentlemen, we are not at the theatre.
Done it.
I beg your pardon.
I just said, done it.
Oh, done it. Yes, it's done.
If you would sign here.
Yes, you were magnificent, Toto. Absolutely magnificent. And that curl, a triumph.
Toto, who is Toto?
That's my godfather.
What's for?
I beg your pardon. I told you he goes right through with a joke.
Yes.
To spare you a long speech.
Go.
I should just like to ask you, Monsieur and Madame Courbois, to accept my sincere good wishes as mayor for your future happiness.
Thank you, Monsieur Mayor!
Oh, you did it brilliantly, brilliantly!
Ladies and gentlemen, good day!
Bravo!
Oh, no,
there you are.
I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
No.
Ah, madame, madame is well. Papa, madame.
Ah, madame, are you coming to the reception?
No, thank you, Poche. I really cannot.
I am desolate.
But you were there. You saw us married.
Yes. I was there in time for the wedding. Oh, it was priceless.
Yes, it was very funny, wasn't it?
You are rich now.
My rarely. What? Oh, well, we are at a wedding.
So we are. Oh, that's your godfather.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll see you in the next room.
Would you allow me a kiss?
Oh, kiss her, godfather. Kiss her. Oh.
As you try and stop him.
Yes. Your marriage certificate.
My certificate? Oh, I say. Etienne thinks of everything, doesn't he?
What do you mean, everything?
Well, everything and nothing at all.
Oh, madame, if you would care.
Oh, thank you, General. I must go. His Highness is waiting for
me. Yes, of course.
Are you ready, General?
At your service, mademoiselle. What is this? You're leaving?
Yes.
I'll join you.
Good. Now you have fulfilled the conditions. I will go to the hotel and get the check.
Well.
We've done it. And even more completely than you think.
No.
Yes.
No, there could not be a better trick than to make my godfather think that the whole ceremony was genuine.
Oh, yes, there could.
No.
Yes. To make you think... It was a fake!
What?
You thought it was a trick. Well, my friend, it was real.
What?
It was real.
What?
You took my mistress, you slept with her.
You knew.
I knew. Sleep with her again. You needn't be embarrassed. You are now married to her. She is now your wife.
What? No.
Good night, Marcel. Enjoy yourself. And keep an eye on Emily.
I want a divorce.
I don't do divorces, my dear young...
You are not Toto Béjart.
Toto? I am the mayor.
Pull yourself together.
Oh, Irene. Etienne has deceived me. I am married to Amélie Davroche.
You are?
Oh, my God. Help.
My God, what is she doing? I had no idea Mary took so long. The bell. Perhaps that is she. It is she.
Oh, Your Highness, please forget. Oh!
What is wrong?
Oh, it is Your Highness's costume.
I'm trying to save time. Oh, all right, thank you, Trusnadier.
I thought Your Highness would call for me, but I had no idea that you intended to, under my own roof.
Oh, well, what does it matter? Is it not comfortable here?
No, I'm not saying no, but there are certain proprieties.
Oh, but we're not here for proprieties. We're here for improprieties. Now, off with your dress.
What? Already?
Oh, yes, on the wedding night. One is always in a hurry.
Allow me to help.
Now, my baby.
Your Highness is taking advantage of me.
I hope so, my baby. Oh, I hope
here
so,
goes.
Baby. Oh, baby. Oh, who can that be?
I don't know, but the chambermaid will send them away.
Ah, my baby. Oh, my baby.
Amelie, we are married, legally married.
What?
What are you saying?
Etienne, see me, he found out everything. Toto Bichard was not Toto Bichard, he was the man. He has married us forever.
Both of us?
Yes, you are my wife and I am your husband.
Then I am Madame Courtois.
Yes.
Oh, my dear, my darling, what a wonderful surprise.
What are you saying?
My congratulations, monsieur, and my best wishes for your happiness.
My husband. My husband, the Prince Royal of Palestrina.
Enchanted, monsieur.
I think I've gone mad.
You will see what a devoted little wife I will be. Faithful and a good cook.
Good what? Ah, good cook.
Did you say devoted?
But look at me, half naked.
Oh, you must excuse us with Monsieur Amelie.
What did you call me?
Let me help you on, Monsieur Kimona, now.
Gladly, Your Highness.
All right, now then.
And now, Your Highness, I must ask you to leave.
Leave? But why?
Well, under my new circumstances.
Oh, but it was arranged.
Oh, I'm sorry. My husband.
Oh, madam, you're quite right. You're quite right. Yes, madam. My apologies. And my very best wishes to you. Charming. Thank you.
Wait. You don't think that I'm going to accept this marriage?
But since it has happened...
It must be altered. I want a divorce.
I'm against divorces, and so is Papa.
A marriage is not a marriage if I don't give my consent.
You said yes.
Yes, but somebody deceived me.
You said yes, and that's that.
I see. So, I am the husband of Mademoiselle Amelie d'Avranches.
How sweet that sounds.
A woman whose lovers are the talk of Paris.
Oh,
a woman who I find tete-a-tete on her wedding day with the Prince of Palestry.
Oh, it is quite the done thing, monsieur.
Yes, and I shall never find such a good opportunity again.
Ah! He is a desperate man!
Oh,
leave
me!
Throw himself out of the window.
No, not me!
No!
No!
Us?
No! Thee!
Ah! Oh, my clothes! Oh, my clothes!
Marcel! He's locked us in.
Oh, my God, this way.
No, that is the dressing room. There is no way out.
Oh, no, but I cannot stay here locked in without my clothes.
Oh, there he is. Marcel!
What's he doing here?
He's going to the police station.
Oh, now, what is he plotting?
Well, don't you see, he wants us to establish misconduct.
Oh, this is terrible. Me and my position, my government. Is there no other way out?
Only the window.
Ah, yes. What, the second floor?
Well, it is only the first if you don't count the mezzanine.
But the pavement?
It is macadam.
Is that better?
It depends on your bottom.
Oh, look, he's coming back.
And he's not alone. There's someone with him.
Ah! Oh, the villain! Oh.
In there.
In here. This way, is your superintendent. And now, my dear, I am sorry.
You two, guard the doors.
Yes, monsieur, what do you want?
I wish the superintendent to witness the presence of my wife's lover in her room on the day of her wedding. See for yourself, monsieur. Madame's state of undress, the unmade bed, Madame's wedding gown still warm.
Is this true, madame?
Dare you deny it?
Yes, monsieur, it's true.
At last.
And your accomplice?
In the dressing room. After all, he is a prince.
Come out, monsieur. We know you're in there.
All right. Here I am.
Your name, monsieur?
His name is His Royal Highness, Prince Nicholas of Palestry.
HRH, the... Who? Oh, no. No.
What?
A Royal Highness? Oh, no, thank you.
What?
I have no wish to embarrass the government.
No, wait a minute. I am the injured party.
Who is going to prove it, Joanne?
What proof do you want? Madame is undressed. The prince is undressed.
You threw his trousers out of the window.
Well, that proves that he wasn't wearing them.
You call that evidence?
Quite absurd.
What more evidence do you want? Madame has admitted it.
I don't need you to tell me my job. What? Don't let it happen again. I'm so sorry, Your Highness. I beg Your Highness to accept my apologies.
I make you commander of the Royal Order of Palestry.
Me? Oh, Your Highness.
Second class.
How can I ever express my thanks to Your Highness?
All right, off you go. Oh. Off you go.
And all this because of Etienne?
I shall get my own back on him.
You must get me some clothing.
Ah, the happy pair.
You!
What are you doing here?
Just came to make sure you had everything you wanted.
Not entirely. Give me your trousers.
What?
Your trousers or your life?
You're joking.
Joking? Me? Look.
Yes.
Come along. Quicker than that.
There you are.
Here we are, Your Highness. Catch.
Thank you, monsieur.
And now, your jacket and your waistcoat.
Marcel, please.
Come along. Your jacket and your waistcoat.
Oh, they're going to split.
There you are.
Right.
Here
you
are,
Your Highness.
Thank you, monsieur.
And now,
thank you.
Your Highness, I'm afraid that for my plan, your presence will not be required.
I understand, monsieur. Monsieur here is going to take my position for me.
Yes, that's right, Your Highness. Yes.
You are a very, very excellent gentleman.
Oh.
And you, madame, are a very beautiful lady. Oh, and you, monsieur. You,
You have a very bad tailor.
And now, you are my wife's lover.
And you have been caught red-handed on our wedding night.
Oh. Who's there?
The superintendent.
Ah! Come in. We were just talking about you, Superintendent.
Is His Highness still here?
No, I'm afraid he had to leave.
All I have is clothes. Yes. Someone handed them in at the police station.
I'll see that they are forwarded on to him. Meanwhile, Superintendent, I want you to note that my wife has committed adultery on her wedding day.
What? Again?
Yes, monsieur.
Yes, I was mistaken the first time, Superintendent. Her lover was not the Prince of Palestrie. It was monsieur, Etienne de Mildieu.
Oh, well, that's much better.
But it's not true.
I admit it, monsieur.
The lady's confession is good enough for me.
You may take a statement in the dressing room.
I shall protest. I am a citizen of the Republic.
I'm sorry, monsieur, but we cannot take that into account.
At last, I am avenged.
Ah, there you are, godson. I'm sorry to return like this, but I have to leave this evening, so I hurried across to bring you your check.
The check?
Yes. You have fulfilled the conditions. Here is the money.
Ah, oh, godfather.
And now, godfather, I have the honor to announce.
Already? Congratulations.
Oh, no. I have the honor to announce the forthcoming divorce of Madame Amélie Courbois, formerly Davranche, who I have just caught in the act of adultery with Monsieur Etienne de Mildieu, my best friend.
What?
Is this not so?
Certainly.
Then I must take the money back.
Oh, no, godfather. The conditions have been fulfilled.
Fulfilled and unfulfilled, all in one day? This could never happen in Amsterdam.
Goodbye, godfather.
It's a disgrace. How can I get satisfaction?
Ask Amelie. Goodbye, Superintendent. Goodbye, Amelie.
Goodbye, Marcel.
Goodbye, Etienne.
But what shall I do?
Keep an eye on Amelie. Goodbye.
Explanations, complications, adorations, no frustrations with such fair.